Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. As the Trump campaign continues its efforts to ascertain whether every legal vote is counted, Clark County Registrar of Voters Joe Gloria says he hasn't been shown evidence of voter fraud in the Las Vegas area that the Trump campaign has been alleging.
I have no information on exactly what they've identified as those ballots, but we'll certainly look into it if they give it to us. Unfortunately, they don't give those reports to us. They're just going out to the media.
Speaking with Salem Radio, national security analyst Jim Hansen says mail-in ballots with missing signatures should not be included in certified electoral results.
We've got anonymous ballots, and not just a few. If you look at it, that's a couple million ballots. Even if it's, you know, a couple of percent of those that are a problem, we're talking about several hundred thousand votes that are probably going out the window. And the GOP filed a lawsuit, and it brings up all these points.
Hansen is president of the Security Studies Group. Some governors are reimposing restrictions on restaurants and public gathering places as COVID-19 numbers once again increase. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons says COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations have risen in recent weeks.
We know in the last 30 days these numbers have increased more than we ever thought they would. That is the hard fact of where this virus is going.
Brian Peters, the CEO of Michigan Health and Hospital Association, says the spike in coronavirus cases is threatening the healthcare system.
Our hospitals are rapidly filling with COVID patients at a very alarming rate. If this continues in the coming weeks, we will surpass our all-time record high in terms of COVID inpatient hospitalization.
Chicago has issued new COVID-19 restrictions, including limiting social gatherings to 10 people. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 317 points, the NASDAQ dropped 76, the S&P lower by 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal entry, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's Attorney General is not happy about the lawsuits filed alleging election fraud, saying the cases have been filed by groups which cannot accept the results. AG Aaron Ford says the legal challenges brought by the president's re-election campaign and the Nevada Republican Party have yet to provide any evidence of fraud. Trump's campaign and the state GOP have sued Nevada State or the county election officials four times since late October. Their lone victory came when a court allowed 30 polling places to stay open an extra hour on Election Day when technical glitches delayed their opening. The Clark County School District is transitioning more employees to telecommuting through at least the end of the month. The move comes on the heels of increasing COVID-19 case numbers and Governor Sisolak's plea to stay home as much as possible over the next couple of weeks. Local governments are responding differently to the governor's stay-at-home 2.0 request. North Las Vegas has closed its city hall for the next 2 weeks. County officials say they have no plans to shut down the Clark County Government Center, while the Henderson city officials say that they are asking any employees that can work remotely to do so. They're not closing down City Hall in the meantime.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Several crashes working right now. Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana. The off-ramp is blocked there. Another crash, US 95 south at Valley View. And emergency road work continues due to an earlier crash. That's US 95 northbound at the Decatur off-ramp.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Normally, you get up in the morning and you listen to Heidi Harris from 6 to 9 a.m. Tomorrow, you'll get a chance to hear me at 8:35 for a regular Friday hit, as they say. Heidi Harris joins us. Heidi, how are you coping a week plus after a tumultuous election?
You know what, my friend? Sorry, I swallowed something the wrong way. But right, you know, when I was a kid, my dad said, did it go down the wrong pipe? Did your dad ever say that to you?
Oh, yeah.
And I was stunned as an adult to realize there was only one pipe. I had no idea. So, anyway.
It's amazing the stuff you learn, you know. Years later, you learn, my dad was right.
Anyway, you know what? I'm coping because I'm hopeful. I think most people who are fair-minded know that this election was stolen and is full of shenanigans. Now, it's not over yet. As you know, Pennsylvania just ruled today that I'm not going to count certain ballots. I don't want to get too in the weeds on it. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. I'm sure you're talking about it. But we don't know how many ballots that will include. I don't know if Trump can turn this around, but I think most people realize this wasn't fair. Even if the people supported Biden, if they're fair-minded, they have to admit this was full of shenanigans and dead people voting and all kinds of things. But the problem is, how do you prove, 100,000 dead people voted? That's the kind of thing that makes it very difficult.
Well, and even if you talk about not just the presidential race, but you talk about the not just the presidential race, but assembly and state senate and, across the country, gubernatorial races, and everybody's hanging fire. We've got till today, I guess, to count all our votes. I'm not sure if they'll ever be done, though.
Well, I don't know either. And I think, as you know, there's a runoff election in Georgia in January, and that's going to obviously determine control of the Senate, which is going to be a big deal, because if the Republicans can't control the Senate, the Democrats are going to get a lot more done. But I got to tell you, Kevin, okay, let's just go with, God forbid, Biden wins this. Okay, we'll just go with that premise for a second. I don't think they're going to get as much done as people are afraid that they will, and I'll tell you why. Because there's going to be so much backbiting, infighting. Already the Black Lives Matter people are making demands. We, the black people, gave you this win. We have demands. You've seen that. AOC, and she's got a couple new squad members apparently who got elected. They want things. Bernie wants things. Nancy's upset about the defund the police thing because she knows it costs them House seats. Everybody is going to be tearing each other apart. And the press always makes it sound like the right does this. We're the only people who argue amongst ourselves. And obviously there's a lot of squabbling on the right. We know that. But bottom line, the left is going to be tearing each other apart. And I don't know how much they're going to actually get done, which works to our advantage, right?
I want to ask you about the Democrat losses in the House, though, because there seems to be a difference of opinion. You've got members of the House on the Democrat side, the more conservative, if you will. And they're saying, you know, you can't be talking about, defunding police. You can't be talking about Black Lives Matter. You can't be talking about any of that stuff, the Green New Deal, any of that stuff, because it's turning people off. And we saw that. Are they wrong? Are the moderates in the Democrat Party right on this thing?
Well, they're right about it, but I think the bottom line is those folks are going to demand their pound of flesh. I mean, the head of Black, or one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, I'm sure you saw this, sent a letter to Biden and Harris, and she wants to meet with them. She wants to help with their transition. She has demands. She has things she wants, because she's convinced that she brought the quote-unquote black vote, which is pretty insulting to black people who don't vote for Biden, but she brought the black vote to them, and she's demanding things, and it's going to be interesting to see. They're going to have to try to placate her. They're going to have to placate the moderate folks who don't necessarily want the same things that AOC wants. And Nancy, I got to tell you the truth, Kevin. I think the only thing Nancy cares about is 2022. She cares about maintaining her majority. So she's going to do whatever she has to do to maintain her personal power. The heck with Biden, the heck with Kamala Harris. She wants to maintain her personal power. And I'll tell you something else. When you look at the stage of people who ran for president, all the people who were on the stage during the debate, most of them, the vast majority, had more qualifications to be president than Kamala Harris. We know that, right? So people like Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren have got to be seething that Kamala Harris could possibly be the next vice president. And they're not going to be happy about it. And they're going to be going after each other. It's going to be fun to watch, I think. Pass the popcorn.
And by the way, they're already measuring the drapes in the Oval Office. Not only that, you've got people within the Democrat Party, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and others that are kind of feeling their way through maybe a cabinet appointment. What do you think of Bernie for Secretary of Labor?
Oh, great idea. Give everybody $15 an hour, and that's minimum.
God. Well, and
start with that.
No, but you know, everybody's starting to. I want that position. Yeah, I'd accept that position.
Right.
Which by the way, I absolutely think Bernie Sanders as Secretary of Labor is something right out of Saturday Night Live. I mean, it's that good. It's that good. Let me just ask you, Aaron Ford, the Attorney General, is not at all happy with all of the lawsuits dealing with the election. Now, if the roles were reversed, would he be going to court trying to overturn an election?
It's not a question of overturning an election. I mean, I can't stand him anyway, so it doesn't really, his opinion matters not at all to me. But, of course, he's our Attorney General, so we have to somewhat pay attention to it. But I really don't care what he has to say or what upsets him at all. But the bottom line is there's no curiosity among people in the media about this. They spent 4 years claiming Russian collusion as if it were a done deal. Untold number of lawyers, tons of money they spent on this investigation, only to find out there was no Russian collusion. They have no curiosity about this at all. There are allegations being made about software, about tabulations, about dead people voting, and instead of digging in and looking for information about it, you see nobody in the mainstream media spending the time or even being curious. And if you're somebody who believes that Biden won this fair and square, you should be happy to say, okay, fine, we're going to allow these investigations, we're going to look into this, ever going to figure out what's going on. Why did Joe Gloria turn the machines down? You've talked about that. I've talked about that. Turn down the accuracy of the machines. All these things that were done. We've heard all kinds of other stories. My friend who does my some of my aesthetic stuff for my hair, she her mother voted. Her mom's been dead for a year and a half. So that's a fact. And these kinds of things, there are tons of stories like this. But he should be wanting to see, you know, the absolute truth come out, but he doesn't. As long as it works in their favor, they don't care what's true. That's the problem.
See, and that's what's so sad about all of this, is that they're not, you know, seeking the truth. They just care about themselves. Let me just take you in a different direction. The governor spoke the other night, and I got to tell you, I was underwhelmed again. This was talking down to a bunch of 7-year olds. If you don't get in line, I'm gonna. And then they never tell you what the "I'm gonna" is about. That's like my dad was when we're driving across the country, you know, in an old, you know, 63 Chevy or something, and he'd say, "Don't make me stop this car." My dad did that all the time. No, but I'm just curious. What did you think? What did you think of the governor the other night?
He has no idea what to do. He has no idea what he's doing. The man is incompetent and arrogant. That's a bad combination. He really, truly does not know what to do about this. You can't stop a virus. I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything to mitigate it somewhat. But this idea that you're going to stop it because you do this or that or encourage people to stay home, it's not a directive. It's not a mandate. But you want people to stay home and work from home. Business owners are tired of this garbage. And from day one, I've been complaining when they first shut everything down that you couldn't buy booze at Lee's Liquor. I'm just using them as an example. Okay, there are other stores, I know. But Lee's Liquor, you couldn't buy booze at Lee's Liquor, but you can go to Walmart and buy booze. You can't get a tattoo, but you can go get this stuff. I mean, all these things were closed down. The rules were arbitrary from day one. And they if you really want to shut things down, then shut things down. I don't think we should. But and look at what Europe's done. Europe shut things down, and it just seems to get worse. So he doesn't know what he's doing, and I don't know what he's going to do as far as trying to shut us down again. I can't imagine he would do that with the casinos. I don't know if you saw this, but in Massachusetts, the governor of Massachusetts is now shutting down everything after 10 p.m., including casinos. So you can't get coronavirus at 9:45, but you can get it at 10:15, no problem. And also in New Jersey, the same thing. They're shutting everything down. I think it's 9:30 there. So same thing. You can't get coronavirus before then, but you can definitely get it after then. So it's a disaster because these people don't know what they're doing, and they feel like they need to do something to show people they're trying to stop this. And the reality is they can't. And a vaccine may or may not be on the horizon. We don't know when. We don't know how many people are going to take it. I'm not going to take it. I'm telling you that right now. A lot of other people won't. And so, you know, unless everybody has to have the vaccine or some kind of thing on their passport to fly to Vegas, I mean, this isn't going to be over in 6 months or even a year if we're waiting for everybody to get vaccinated because there's so much hesitance.
Well, you were talking about they were looking for the something that will fix this. The latest something, and this is a national proposal that some of the people around Biden are talking about, and that is shutting down for 4 to 6 weeks and having the government essentially pay you to stay home. So in other words, instead of just $1,200...
That Osterholm guy was talking about that.
Yeah.
But you just keep writing checks to everybody. But you know what makes me mad?
That'll fix it.
The people who sit on their little computers and type their little columns and tell us all to stay home, they don't have to leave their house to make money. They can write columns. You and I can work from home if we have to.
I know.
I'm worried about the people who have to leave their homes to keep their homes. Those are the people I'm concerned about because we have never been in this together. Tons of people are not losing a dime, including government employees. You want to shut things down for 6 weeks, which, of course, I don't, then nobody gets a paycheck. No government employee, nobody gets a paycheck for 6 weeks. We'll see how fast that dies down.
Wow. Always good to visit with you. I'll be visiting with you tomorrow. What's coming up on the show tomorrow?
I have a big announcement at 8:10 tomorrow morning. Nobody miss it about the show.
All right. I'm so excited. Heidi Harris, I'll be on at 8:35. So, you know, hey, this is going to be fun. That's tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMCQ. Coming up, we're going to talk about this whole nonsense, this Osterholm, who is the one of the advisors on the Biden task force. And he says, you know, we could just shut things down and pay everybody to stay home. And pay businesses to stay closed. Would that be wild? I mean, it's like Andrew Yang times 1,000. You know, his deal where they'll pay you $1,000, $2,000 a month. Oh, everybody, remember? No, come on, you remember that. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday. We're inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
While many on the left are celebrating what they consider to be a win for Biden, China continues to be a major threat for all of us. We'll talk with an expert.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Want to pass along, and it's something I've had in my stack of stuff, and I just have not gotten to it. But this is fascinating. As the governor struggles to figure out how to fix this, you know, the idea of stay at home. If we all stay at home, it may or may not work. We don't know. Now, let me just throw this at you. There's a Bloomberg study, or at least reported in Bloomberg, from Northwestern University and Stanford, using data collected between, what is this, March and May in cities all across the U.S. They looked at where people went, how long they stayed, how many others were there, and the neighborhoods that they were visiting from. They then combined that information with data on the number of cases and how the virus spreads to create infection models. And what they discovered, for instance, in Chicago, the study's model predicted that if restaurants were reopened at full capacity, it would create 600,000 new infections. No, and essentially what they have determined, which I guess makes sense, is that the super spreader is at its greatest risk in restaurants, gyms, and hotels. Now, there is this notion that we could close these businesses down, and if you heard Professor Osterholm, who is one of the Biden coronavirus experts, that if all we did was close for 4 to 6 weeks, and by the way, we'll pay you to close. So if you close your doors, okay, if you close your doors, we'll pay you, the worker, the bartender there, we'll pay your boss, the owner of the restaurant, and be my guest. Do we have that much money? Osterholm says, yes, we have that much money. I don't believe that. And the idea of paying people to stay home, it's been proven that it does not make them want to come back to work. Those people that were sitting there collecting $600 from the federal government, and they were like, there for like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it was. Gosh. They were fine. And they would make, over the course, if you project that out over a course of a year, would have made $52,000 for doing nothing. And then when it was time to say, well, we're going to try and open things up, people wouldn't come back to work because they were making so much money, more money than they were making when they were working. Is that right? Is that the way it should be? That's what's a little scary about all of this. In fact, I want to go to Dr. Fauci. Let's go to cut six real quick. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci. He was on with Robin Roberts on the Good Morning America. And he was talking against even a paid national lockdown. He was opining that a national shutdown is not going to fix what's wrong. This is Cut 6, Dr. Fauci, this morning on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts. Here it is.
Dr. Fauci, do you believe that we're headed for a national lockdown? You know, I don't know. We would like to stay away from that, Robin, because there is no appetite for locking down on the American public. But I believe that we can do it without a lockdown. I really do. I mean, sometimes when people talk about the measures that I'm suggesting we double down on, they equivocate that and say that, well, that makes that not a lockdown. It isn't necessarily lockdown. You could still get businesses going. You could still have economic forward thinking while you're doing that. You don't necessarily have to shut everything down. Hopefully we won't have to do that. If we can do the public health measures, we wouldn't have to do that. The best opposite strategy to locking down is to intensify the public health measures